All right, you had a chance to drive something, and I did as well, so we don't seldom drive the same car in the same week, but we both had an opportunity to drive a brand new Volvo. Now, this is a 2025 Volvo XC60 Recharge all-wheel drive Ultimate Black Edition, coming in at about $77,000.
Yeah, quite the mouthful. The only thing I'll say, it is a 2024.
Oh, 2024, sorry.
Not a whole lot of changes. And folks, what you just need to know is this is an XC60. Well, that's basically a plug-in hybrid. And they've got some different trim levels on it in terms of interior features and some of that sort of stuff. There's no longer a front-wheel drive or a supercharged engine option, Dad. Everything, I believe, is now all-wheel drive, I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Again, it's available as a plug-in hybrid. There's now, on some trims, there's an air purifier, upgraded windows, some of those things. Here's what you need to know, folks. This is a plug-in hybrid, mid-size SUV, fits four full-size adults, although that second row is not
tight.
Completely
it's tight
full-size.
For right? legroom in the second row, just to make make everybody aware. You know, I just reviewed the Buick Enclave and just saying the back seat room, there is twice as much in that Buick as there is the Volvo, but the Buick's a bigger car.
It absolutely is a bigger car. And the Volvo, again, you're going to get a little bit more interior feature, creature comforts, some finishes, some of that Swedish, interior finishes that, folks that drive Volvos, Dad, they love. It is a luxury SUV, as a lot of people are going to say. Like you say, about $77,000 for this car. On the plug-in mode, you can get between 35 and 40 miles per gallon.
I average close to 40 on the plug-in.
Exactly. You can have, and which is great, Dad. And even after that, you're going to be able to get over 400 miles of range, about 25 miles per gallon or so. It's got a 2-liter turbocharged engine in it, which
it
works
scoots,
really,
by
really
the
well.
Way. That car does, with the combo of the battery, the drivetrain, and so on, it scoots. It does work very well.
And I think it's over 400 horsepower.
Yeah, it runs like it. It is a powerhouse.
It works phenomenally well. And I will, again, I'll say this. Took the kids to school in it this morning. It's got all the safety features you're going to want, something that, Volvo's become known for, Dad. They do a tremendous job at that. But again, I think that for folks that aren't used to driving Volvo's, Dad, I encourage you, get in it.
Nice car.
And test drive it.
Yeah, very nice car.
I think you're going to be surprised by it. Pleasantly surprised, and again,
well, and really quick for the comparison side, I told people earlier about the Buick and the passenger seat and the fact my wife didn't really care for it. This particular car, yeah, it's 10 grand more. She liked this car between the two much better than the Buick. Nothing against the Buick, and for the value and for the money, and if you need the 3-row, worked extremely well. But in this particular case, Richard, her vote went to the Volvo.
Well, and part of that, Dad, is with that black edition, you get quite a few different extra features. You get massaging front seats in this vehicle, right, that you don't get in some of these other cars. And even in this segment, Dad, you don't get that for less than $80,000, which is what this car is. This is the top-of-the-line XC60. You really can't go above this car, which is we tend to get, Dad, right?
That's how they do the press cars. That's right.
And we test all these features. You don't have to do that. Folks, you can get an XC60. I want to say, Dad, you can get the Recharge for in the mid-50s.
Right.
Depending on how you...
That's right.
Well, maybe, try. I'll say the high 50s, depending on how you apportion it. So I would encourage folks, Dad, especially if you haven't driven a Volvo in a number of years or, maybe it's been a few years since you've even seen one, whatever it might be, get out, test drive this, get your family in it, because I will say this, you can get some boosters and such in the back seat. I don't know if you can get a full-size car seat. I didn't try that out yet. I can say you can get boosters for the kids in there. But when you do that, I think that you really learn a lot about these cars and kind of what you may like or may not like. So once you do that, head to your local Volvo dealership, Dad, test drive it. And when they do that, tell them that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.